Hi, this is Jim Guitar. This is Podcast 1, and this is Part 1 of commentary over my Bustin' in Bulgaria album. I'm coming to you from Bulgaria. I'm an American, been over here since April 2006. I came over here actually part of the Peace Corps. I did 2 years of that. I finished with that. I was a teacher in a high school in Pernik, which is close to the capital in Sofia. I wrote over 20 songs during my time here, kind of documenting my life. I'm a big fan of psychedelic music, folk rock, Bob Dylan, The Birds, Beatles, Donovan, etc., The Zombies, whatever, cool stuff. So the first track is called Breaking the Language Barrier. It's obviously about integrating into the strange place I was at. First song is psychedelic. I put in some background noise and effects. You can hear the Bulgarian radio playing in the background, and at the very end of the song I put in a little sound clip of Ivana. She's a Chalga star over here in Bulgaria. Chalga, you'll have to look up what that is. It's kind of your Britney Spears poppy crap music. So that's a lot of people don't like it, so I just put that at the end because just kind of make fun of it, add a little hand claps and other kind of thing. So here's Breaking the Language Barrier.
Walk around the town to see what's around. The people sit in cafes, and all I say is, hey. Then I ride the bus to the center for some lunch. Order some tzatza and some Zagorka beer. Breaking the language barrier is hard, almost as hard as the sound barrier. Listen to the people talk, wish I could respond. Later I'll know more, enough to open the door. Now I'll take it in, that's the way to begin. It'll be easier after a while. Breaking the language barrier is hard, almost as hard as the sound barrier. Start, it'll be my part.
So that was Breaking the Language Barrier. The next track is called Gangster. And you know how kids are all into rap and stuff these days. Dealing with kids on a daily basis, you just want to make some kind of a difference, get them on the right path. And so what do? I just thought I'd try to relate, you know. So I wrote a song called Gangster. This is also a psychedelic song. But I came in one day in class, brought a microphone, and instructed many of the kids to say various things. I wanted them to act like they were in a fight, in a bar fighting over a girl. And so that's you'll hear the kind of background noise, them talking and carrying on, and then the police show up. But anyway, the song is in Bulgarian language. You won't understand it, but hear the words briefly in English. I'm a gangster. I live for the truth. I have sideburns, and I have a need for a haircut. Who cares? I go here, I go there. I try something new. I'm not lazy. I'm a genius person. Isn't that right? What's the answer? Listen to me. I'm not a dumbhead. Don't hate. Only love. Only love. Stop the foolishness. Live now. Don't look back. Look ahead. Who's the best? Who's the best? I'm the best. I'm the coolest. I'm the strongest. I'm the most dangerous. Isn't that so? Isn't that so? I'm a gangster. I live for the truth. I live for the truth. Anyway, I have sideburns. So that's the song, and you hear it right now.
Внимавай! Това беше причината с Билър. Може да ми кажеш, имам бекен бат и имам нужда.
Аз Кирян Каражи бе.
Има да ми кажеш, че кой започна първи.
Имам бакен бат и имам нужда от прическа.
Кой отнесе?
Не ми
пука. Слушайте ме.
Кой отнесе по-чудени?
Само обичайте, спрете глупостите, живейте сега. Не гледайте назад, вървете напред. Окей, кой е най-добър? Аз съм най-добри, аз съм най-годен, аз съм най-силни, аз съм най-опасния.
Аре, ги водим и двамата, пишат обяснение.
Well, that was gangster, and it sounds like kind of a wall of sound. I tried to go after the Phil Spector kind of wall of sound, and I had like drony sounds. I put lots of echo, and it just kind of goes on and on. But there's no keyboard. Just I made a shaker out of a beer can. I put in rice, taped it up, and then I was shaking it. But it's just acoustic guitar and kind of some distortion on it, 12-string, and so that's Gangster. The next tune is Hula Hoop Girl. Hula Hoop Girl is about my girlfriend here in Bulgaria. And she actually likes to use the hula hoop. And so I wrote the song about her. Everybody has something they like to do best. You know, I like to sing, write songs. That's my best thing. But she, other things among the hula hoop. But she likes to do the hula hoop dance and various kind of creative things like that. So I just wrote a song saying, do what you do best and just do it. Forget everybody. Just do it. So here's Hula Hoop Girl. It's also psychedelic, you know, I'm into that stuff.
There's this girl I know. She loves to make the hula hoop go. She's bubbly, energetic with the hoop, just like little Betty Boo. She's at her best with the ring, just as I am when I sing. You're always to be our best. Let me face all the rest. Hula hoop girl, where are you? Dance for me a few. Hula hoop girl, where are you? You are so true.
All right, well, just do your thing and just keep doing it. The next song is 8A Class. It's more of an acoustic folk type song. And again, it's about my students. I taught 8th grade to 12th grade. And this is obviously about my 8th grade class, one of them. And, you know, teaching in Bulgaria it's not like it is in the States. You never know really what could happen, and I'll just read you some things in the song. It's kind of funny. Every class, when asked, can I go to the toilet? I say, go ahead, make like a jet. They ask again, can I go to the toilet? I say, whatever, I don't care. So you just kind of get worn down day to day, all these requests to go to the bathroom. So you just kind of, whatever, just go ahead and do it. Okay, another thing is There's a girl named Marina. She's at the front always with Christina. I say, go sit down now. They laugh and ask how. I just added the part how. They didn't really ask how. But anyway, there were two girls a lot of times up at the front, and they wouldn't sit. I'd ask them. And there's another kid named Alexander. Alexander always says, teacher, teacher. I say, you're a strange creature. They're all nice kids. They're just kind of hard to manage. But anyway, another song, just trying to do something creative with them, and I think they all liked my songs. So I was in a Bulgarian choir, singing in Bulgarian, you know, kind of folk tunes, and a lot of these Bulgarian songs are very droney. Like they have one sings a note that just keeps going, you know, like kind of like in the bagpipes, and one note just keeps droning and droning and droning, or sitar. Actually, I put in there some actual sound clips from me trying to teach the class. So if you listen hard, you'll see me go sit down, and no, I don't want to, and tiho, be quiet, whatever. And so it's actual stuff, so you'll get the feel of, you know, what I went through.
A day is the best class of the day. The kids run around with something to say. Alexander always says, teacher, teacher. I say, you're a strange creature. There's a girl named Marina. She's at the front always with Christina. I say, go sit down now. They laugh and ask how. I say, sit down and shut up. Most people don't listen. It's a zoo, but some people think I'm a clue.
If you go sit down, Miranda, you can't stand here the whole
time. There's a guy on the slava. When asked, can I go to the toilet? I say, go ahead, make like a jet. They ask again, can I go to the toilet? I say, whatever, I don't care. There's a girl named Diana. We have the same GSM. And we're on the one school beauty contest. And was the best. Oh well, it's sometimes hell. But that's so very swell. It is something to tell.
This is not a If you go sit down, Maria, you can't stand here the whole time.
recorded.
Yes, that is so awesome.
Yo, Sid, are you on the phone? What's the phone line? Guys, turn the music off. Everybody quiet. Guys, turn the music off. This is not a discotheque.
Sometimes the classes sounded more like a discotheque, you know, with the cell phones and music playing, and you can hear in the song where I said, "This isn't a discotheque." Next track is called "Be Real True." It's a part rock and roll, part psychedelic. It's basically about me trying to get back into music. I hadn't played music in really over 2 years, for besides just doing it for myself. I used to live in California and was in a psychedelic scene out there with the Brian Jonestown Massacre, The Tide, Beachwood Sparks, and Henry McGuinn of son of Roger McGuinn of the Byrds. We were in a duo. So this song is about, really, I wrote it in Pernik. I went to see a live band at place called the Art Salon, and this band was really into American music. They were playing Creedence Clearwater, Rolling Stones, many songs. They were cool. So I was just, the song is about going to see this band and me wanting to get back into music, but then kind of being hesitant. This is the song about that. 3, 4, be real true.
In a far off land, I saw some band that played rock and roll. They had soul. I spoke with them. I said, "Their name is Jim." They said, "You should play here." I said, "Well, I have some fear." It's been so long since I sang a song. God help me along. Can I do but be real true and follow you? For a better clue,
you might ask, what was that effect that I was using on the end there? Well, I'm using Cool Edit Pro, or the updated version, Adobe Audition, and just basic echo, just different effects on there, and I wanted to kind of just be spacey and cool. The next song is Baba's on Their Bench, and you may ask, what's Baba's? Well, Baba's in Bulgaria, it means grandma, so it really means grandma's on their bench. And that's the one image I really got, main image, when I first got to Bulgaria, is just seeing these grandmas sitting outside on their benches. They sit there all day long. You know, I'd walk around and kind of wave to the grandmas, and they'd wave back. And it's just the image, they are on their bench and they're talking and laughing and just talking about the past and hoping about the future. And you always also see out in the fields, you see these babas, in the garden and digging up their vegetables or harvesting things. They're just big workers, so that's what the song is dedicated to them. Baba's on their bench. The words, they talk about boza. Boza is a drink most people don't like, at least Americans don't like. I think it's okay. It's kind of a thick, grainy drink that you usually drink in the morning with your pastries. Bonitsa is a pastry. So it's about bonitsas, babas, and boza, the three B's of Bulgaria. So there you go. Enjoy.
The babas are sitting on their bench. They're talking about their life. I pass by and say hi to the babas on their bench. Drinking their boza, they always offer me some. I always say yes to the babas on their bench. The babas are laughing up a storm about the days of old. I watch and listen to the babas on their bench. Babas are the cooks of the town. They work the fields all day. Listen to them and you'll never go wrong. To the baba sitting on their bench. Babas are lighting candles for all the town's people, hoping for a good future and good life for all.
If you see a baba, go hug a baba. Instead of hugging a cop, go hug a baba. Next track is called I Want to Go to the Moon. This is when the sort of frustration and sort of depression really hit, you know, in teaching and just going day to day and not really seeing many results and stress and awkwardness and so forth. So I wrote a song about wanting to go to the moon, you know, to avoid all the day-to-day bickering or fights or you wouldn't believe, but here it is. I want to go to another psychedelic too.
To the moon, away from everyone. No more stress or awkwardness. I wanna go to the moon. Please take me to the moon. Please take me to the moon. All those heated fights, rage in the night. Never ceases or releases. I want to go to the moon. Please take me to the moon. Please take me to the moon. All those selfish ways. Here tonight, I want to go to the moon. Please take me to the moon.
also added in an airplane noise to add to the theme of going to the moon. The next track is called Kakvo Pravish. In Bulgarian, it means what's going on. I wrote the song shortly after I came to Bulgaria. It's based on my trip to the Black Sea with some students, 8th grade students. And just briefly, I didn't know much Bulgarian, so you know, I was just learning. And so every 5 seconds they were saying, Kakvo Pravish, you know, what are you doing? And I would say Nishto, which means nothing. Just, and I would try to think of different things to say. After every 5 seconds they would ask me, Kakvo Pravish. So I said, Mnogo, which means a lot of things I'm doing. And so they would repeat everything I would say. You know, I'd say, oh, I'm waiting. Then they'd say, oh, he waits. So I'd say, As Chakam. Then they'd say, Toy Chaki. You know, they'd just repeat everything. So it was very annoying, and the kids were just making stupid jokes, and you know, I was just trying to get through it. And so, you know, they would drink quite a bit, and you know, I'd never seen kids like that drink so much. But so here's Kakvo Pravish.
Kakvo Pravish, ništo, toj pravi ništo, zašto? Ne znam, nas čakam. Kakvo čakiš, čakam za zakuska, toj čaki za zakuska. Kakvo praviš, mnogo, toj pravi mnogo, zašto? As čakam, nego četim, gledam, nego volio. Kakvo čakiš za objet, kakvo ste jedeš? Duner idi papa čiki. Kakvo piš, pije sok, toj pije sok. Kvo, a ti, ništo. Kvo, a ti, ništo. Kakvo praviš, as graje, toj je graje. Kakvo graješ, graješ springball. Springball je glupov. Ne, ti si glupov. A ti, kakvo, ništo. A ti, kakvo, ništo.
So that was Kakvo Pravish, and you know, probably a year after this Black Sea trip, I saw one of the kids on the bus. He was going into Sofia, and I was just sitting there, you know, going into Sofia also, and the kid had been in trouble with the police, and so, you know, it's a bad thing here. You know, kids are like all places in the world, but especially here when it's such struggle. You know, parents are struggling to make money, and kids just have a lot of unsupervised time, and so these kids just get into trouble. And so, all right, well, that wraps up part one of Commentary Over Bustin' in Bulgaria album. You can reach me at jfguitard@juno.com, and remember, you can also download the album for free at www.jamendo.com/en/artist/jim_guitard. That's Jamendo, J-A-M-E-N-D-O.